What I'm saying is you dialed my number. What did you get?
Richie, if your phone's not on, you can't dial a number. Let's do this again. No phone. Can't dial. Get it?
I look, forget it. All right, no problem. So what's up over there? Oh, by the way, let me talk softly. It's not supposed to be. Patty is getting two cats for the little boy here. Not one, but two. After Christmas.
That's real cool. You know I like cats. Anyway, speaking of little boys, there's one of them sitting on the couch right now, and we're getting them ready to leave. So I assume you will be up after I drop the kids off at school this morning, and I will call you. So try to leave your radio on, because that's the only way I'm going to communicate with you. I cannot communicate with you by telephone until tomorrow, because I don't have the phone turned on. It gets nothing. So by tomorrow I can call you on the phone, but you won't have a phone. So anyway, I'll be working. You won't be, but we'll have radio. We got that rail. Thanks to Sam, the radio's working. He's good at this. He really is. I gotta give that son of mine some accolades. He really had to jump through a lot of hoops to get this thing to work. I don't know why. It was so much trouble, but he did it. He did it. He had to download programs and all kinds of nonsense. Anyway, I'll see you a little later. The kids are getting up. And I'll call you after we deliver them. N2EO, this was N2MB.
Patty, I'll catch you later. Yeah, call the radio. You know, it's always on morning to night. See you later. N2MB, N2EO.
Every day doing something. Anyway, good morning. WB2CSE.
Just on the way to my first call, about 10 minutes away.
Did that the other day, too.
Well, some of us have to do it. How was your weekend?
Quiet, but wet.
Yeah, it was one of those layback, just recover weekends from the previous week, so... Sometimes it's nice to do nothing.
Yeah, well, doesn't always work for me. Anyway, I'm just quit. Slow traffic on the Northern State Parkway right now. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, I understand, though.
Oh, that's always a good thing. No light at the end of the tunnel, you're not going anywhere. I'm just on Main Street, East Patchogue. Got to get up to Route 101, a few miles up to Yabank. Big pharmaceutical lab there where... Arrow used to be.
Strangely enough, I went by there a couple of weeks ago because my niece lives sort of down just off 101 in Sunrise. So I usually come down 101 to get to Harara House.
Right? Yeah, busy, but nowhere near as busy it is, you know, in the western towns, but, you know, Patchogue has turned into a very, very busy little city.
Yeah, I usually put something on at the theater for Christmas, so that gets a lot of press and a lot of people.
No matter what they do these days, it seems to draw a lot of people. And depending on the weather, it depends on whether I go to look at anything or not. But, you know, even on Thursdays and during the summertime, they have those, you know, I forget what they call them, but, you know, it just draws a lot of people to the town, and it's a good thing.
WHCDL listening in.
I guess we were going to say sleeping in. Yeah, there's also a Belport there. And good morning, Andy.
Good morning. I just woke up because I see this big ball of light coming from the sky. And I don't know what it is. Haven't seen it in a while. But it looks like it's actually the sun.
I know what you mean. Few and far between. Although they are predicting a little bit of the white stuff for Christmas Day as a possibility.
Charlie, yeah, I hope we have a warm winter. I don't want any of that white stuff. I can't wait for spring.
Hey, what can I say? Would you be too CSE? Charlie?
Winter really hasn't started yet, and I can't wait for spring either. I'm liking this time of year less and less.
When you're a kid, you look forward to the snow. When you have to shovel it, you don't.
What can we do? Got to deal with it, and can't fight Mother Nature.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right. That is a very large building.
I didn't quite catch that. Say something about a large building?
Yes, where you're heading. By the way, where did Aaron move to? Probably Michigan, where they pay no taxes.
I have no idea where they had moved to, but, you know, Neil Pharmaceutical, they put on a big extension. I think it's 3 million square feet, this new facility.
I'm surprised the original building wasn't close to that. It was large. I remember that.
Well, then over the last several years, they built on this huge extension. It's, you know, it's just amazing the size.
Hey, Andy, where'd you go?
I'm still waking up. I'm half asleep.
Go take a shower. That'll wake you up. Nice cold shower.
Yeah, you did sound a little tired, Andy.
I'm half asleep. I don't know which half I'm talking about. I haven't figured that out yet. Is it the right half, the left half, or what? What half? I'm gonna have to research that.
You let us know when you find out.
All right. Well, my short commute is over. Got to get busy. So, you two have a good day. KD2KD2-73.
Talk to you later. WB2CSC.
Charlie 73. Talk to you next time. So, yeah, Steve, I had a nice conversation with Steve, as you know, last week.
Yes, I know. I walked in sort of in the middle of it.
We're talking about other people that we know over the years. So, very good. Nothing else going on. Well, at least the football season is over. At least for the Giants and the Jets. Well, not that it's been over anyway, but now it's official. So we'll wait till next year.
No doubt.
Oh well. Yeah, everybody's got their bad ideas. Trouble with some people have more of them. Some teams have more of them than others.
Yep. That's good. I'm waiting for baseball to come back. All right, that's about it. Nothing else going on. Just had a busy weekend.
That's good, I hope.
Okay.
Well, I'm just on my way into the office. And, I'm actually, where am I? I guess I'm in Roswell now.
Okay. Sounds good. At least the sun is out today. That's better. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'm gonna take a shower and get ready to, I got stuff I gotta do today. I got a lot of running around to do.
Okay, I'll talk to you if you're up and about. WHCDO.
WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Mike Sierra Bravo listening.
K2KNB, WV2MSP, thanks for coming back. I was just going to stop back at the house and then get back in the truck and head back up to Bronxville for work today. I was getting a lot of static on the Selden repeater yesterday. I suspect it had something to do with the rain, but it sounds okay today. How am I doing?
Doing fine now. Rain can always be a problem. I'm not sure where that antenna was located on the tower. But it was a pretty heavy rain yesterday. I think they got buried more out east than we did here, although we did have some heavy rain.
Well, we got heavy rain all day yesterday. The basement didn't get wet, so that's a good thing. And I was just wondering if maybe there's something going on with the antenna on my vehicle, but it sounds okay today. I was just talking to the guys up on the Valhalla machine that we were talking about yesterday, and they were coming in fine. So I'll check it on the way up. I just got to drop off some stuff at the house here in Stony Brook and then get back in the truck and head north, so I'll probably catch you a little later. You're sounding fine out here, no problem. WB2MSC.
The only thing I would say is back off from the mic a little bit and let me hear how you sound.
Okay, here I am backed off the microphone. Willie Bronco 2, Mike Sierra Bravo.
Much better. There was, there's still a little bit of noise coming in, but when you're too close to the microphone, you were wind popping or whatever, but you're fine now.
Hi, KTKND. I'll talk to you later. You better pick up that telemarketer. They probably want to sell you solar power for your house. See you in a little bit. WB2MSD.
I've had those guys. In fact, one was supposed to call me back and never did. I think they gave up. Catch you later, Maury. KTKND.
30 WQVL repeater system.
AAE Mobile, listening.
82KNH Mobile.
District 4 left, good morning. And how are you on this lovely day?
Oh, this morning it was gray and cloudy, but I just came out of a service call and I see blue skies and sunshine, so a little happier.
Looks like it's going to be a very nice day. I know you spoke the other day, and I cannot remember the name. Name here again is Harvey.
All right, Harvey. Name is Charlie. Yeah, I know we've spoken many times before, and I can never keep everybody straight, so until somebody volunteers, I keep it generic.
Yeah, well, at least at home I have a pencil and paper that I can keep track of names and QTH is when I'm working the low bands, but in the car, I don't have that luxury. So, the old memory cells are not what they used to be when I was younger. But, yeah, it's supposed to be a bit brisk today. I'm looking at the flags here flying at the gas station. But, at least we didn't get any snow, just heavy rain, so we can't complain.
Okay, yeah, we didn't get any heavy rain at all. Just, you know, light to moderate, just a damp, wet weekend.
Stay around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and over here, where we are in Hicksville area, it was pouring pretty heavily. So I ran quickly to stay out of the raindrops.
Well, at least we won't have I've said it 100 times, at least we won't have a drought in the springtime. Lots of water. I'll take it over the alternative.
Excuse me. As my wife always says, this is probably one of the best places in the country to live. We don't have fires, we don't have floods, we don't have long droughts, so we really have nothing to complain about except the bad snowstorm once in a while.
Yeah, I agree there. It's like, it was a good place to, still is, a good place to live, a good place to grow up, and yeah, we haven't been plagued like the rest of the country.
Problem is, it's so expensive to live here. That's the only negative. It seems to be driving a lot of the young people out.
It is unfortunate, you know, and the old people. When people retire, can't afford to live here either. But it's a shame. I remember as a child growing up, you know, even somebody, you know, a parent, father working in Grumman, you know, the wife could stay home, they could have a low ranch, and taxes were reasonable, take a trip with kids through school. Just going through the roof.
This bus is getting so overcrowded. We moved out here, I guess, about 45 years ago. And the population was still tolerable. Now it's just getting more and more like the city. You know, every place you turn, they're knocking down trees and building these condos, and traffic is becoming an abomination. So, unfortunately, I guess some people call that progress. My kids and my grandkids lived here. If it wasn't for that, I would have packed up and left.
Understandable. Yeah, you just described what's happening all around me. I'm QTH's Pat Shorg, and like you said, they're knocking down everything and putting up, you know, massive housing projects, condos and co-ops, and, you know, just paving over everything.
See, most of us moved out here because we wanted the sort of country style life, if you can call it that. I live here in Hicksville, and the Sears, which was a giant piece of property, is going out of business. As home Sears is now going out of business. And they're talking about building some gigantic complex there, and I can't imagine what that's going to do to the traffic and everything else.
Yeah, that would be insane. It's like, I don't know. Well, I do understand it. It's cold progress, like you said. Population increases. People need places to live and infrastructure, and it goes on and on. When I moved to Patchogue, it was the last town before farm country, 35 years ago.
We WA2AAD Mobile. Yeah, one of the arguments they use, you need affordable houses so the young people can stay near the train stations. But then again, I look at some of the rest of these places, like the Great Barn they built off 110 and I guess Farmingdale. I mean, That's not exactly affordable housing either.
82KNH. Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, in the center of town in Patchogue, they put up some apartment complexes, all brand new, you know, wood frame. And a friend of mine just got divorced. He was looking for housing, and I sent him the prices, and he was like, that's more than I pay for my house. It's like a one-bedroom is around $2,400 a month, and, you know, $3,200 for a two-bedroom and up.
Absurd. Totally absurd. And, you know, I'm not quite sure how some people can afford to buy a two-bedroom or have an apartment to put those kind of rents. So, as they say, the so-called affordable housing, to me, is just a myth that the builders use to allow the towns to let them build.
KD2KNH. Yes, they did build a bunch of little, I don't know if they're condos or little co-ops that were supposedly for, you know, low-income people and people in the arts. But then they realized these people couldn't afford to pay for them, so I think they made them up, put them out for everybody's consumption.
And, you know, my wife probably would like to want to move into one of these 55-plus developments, more for the social activities than anything else, but being a ham, of course, and other things, I prefer to stay in my own home as long as I can. But even there, I mean, they built this new development near Round Swamp Road and Old Country Road, and I think, you know, they're like $650,000, $800,000 and up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And up. And the taxes up as well.
S2EO.
Hopefully you are okay today. And, yeah, well, listen. What we can do is complain. Nobody listens. Rich, pick it up and then give it over to Charlie. Back to Charlie when you're through.
I'll send it back over to you. I don't know if it was just this repeater.
Charlie.
Hear you say anything? I'll hand it back over to Harvey, and then he can hand it to you.
Thanks, Rich. You're a bit noisy this morning. I don't know why. But maybe you're in a basement or something. I don't know. With that, we are going to sign now because we are at our destination. So everybody have an enjoyable day. I want to meet you gentlemen again. NTO, yeah, NTO, and the group WA2AA Mobile Clear.
Okay, Harvey. Now I'm at the main station. Shouldn't be anything wrong with my signal. Charlie, pick it up.
Thanks, Rich. Harvey, have a good day. 73. Catch you another time. Well, you know, the weekend's over. We're back to Monday, Rich, and back to the grind. But Christmas week is coming.
As is, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. Talking about housing, I got this house for $309 cash because I sold my home in Whitestone, Queens, when I met Patty. And I was flat on my back in the hospital. I had some major surgery. And Patty went and bid on this house. So I got it for $309.
Well, it's just a shame what has happened to, you know, housing on Long Island. But nothing you can do about it. It's, you know, market-driven, so... Not like we can have government oversee and fix prices. I wouldn't want that either.
Patty wants to take a home improvement loan.
and we'll get it and do some work. We have a lot of work we want to do, but she just paid the taxes. We're sort of whoppers. And because of that, I'm putting her on the deed. So it'll be her and me.
Police! who is going to throw off the air next. You don't like that, it's going to throw you off the air.
Repeater. Mobile is listening here.
Oh, Andy, M2BO.
Yeah, M2BO, how you doing? Got in the car and gotta do some errands. I'm in the middle of finishing up a job. I gotta get out. Unbelievable. Well, you know what they say, when it rains, it pours.
Egg in the last punch.
When it rains, it pours. That's, a, you know, the, an expression.
Yes, now I got it. I know what you're talking about. Same thing here. Two computers broke at the same time. One a day of the other.
Yeah, it happens like that. You know, you can't predict it. It's crazy stuff. And there's no explanation, and you don't know the reason why, and it just happens. That's why Murphy made a law, I guess.
Yes. And by the way, that Boost DMC, I'll be able to help it here. I'm using a Type M and plugging it right into the female DMC. You know you can do that, but you can't screw it on. I ordered a BMC from, of all places, RadioShack.com. I use a lot of these to start with. Tip off a little of the outer shield, cut off a little of the braid, and you clip off a certain amount of the semiconductor. And then you know you can screw it right in. It makes threads on the semiconductor and threads on the braid. Rather, on outside the braid. On the, the vinyl coupling.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know about the, and connect. You could push it onto a BNC because it'll fit. Just not a tight fit. But yeah, it makes connection. Hey, let me ask you a question. How many amps is coming to your house? What service is coming to your house in amperage? Do you know offhand?
No, I really don't. Well, I can tell you I've got the amplifier running on, actually should be 240. I'm getting here at 252.
252? What are you getting from each leg to neutral? Do you know offhand?
Again?
What are you getting from each leg to the neutral side? Do you know?
Bobby measured it. I don't remember. But across each leg, we're getting 252. Now, on Whitestone, I couldn't run for it because I was only getting 12.
You have a dedicated line for that amplifier that they put in? Is that what they did?
I have an electrician. They put in a separate line.
You know how many amp two-pole breaker they put in?
I'm not sure. I believe it's a 20 amp.
All right, that's okay, Stan. Yeah. I had a problem, by the way, with my with one of the wires in my circuit breaker panel. When I first moved in, I upgraded the service, and the electrician who did it, because it had to be written off, one of the wires was nicked. It was exposed, and this is a few years ago. I went into the circuit breaker panel to add some extra circuits, and when I luckily I was protected. You know, whenever I do electrical wiring, by the way, I always wear electrician's gloves, which is a must. And safety glasses, which is a must. You have to. And I have these, you know, tools that I use for stripping wire, and clearly makes them. They're good. But what happened, I remember this. I went to, there was a wire that was not used in the circuit breaker panel, and I just went to cut it with a pair of diagonal cutters. And it brushed, the dikes brushed up against the wire that was live, but it was exposed. Because when, let me let it drop, I'll tell you what happened. The other wire that it touched, I didn't install, the electrician installed, and apparently when he stripped, it was Romex, when he stripped the Romex away from the individual wires, he nicked one of the wires. And the bare copper was exposed, and my pair of dikes brushed up against it and shorted it out. So luckily it popped the circuit breaker, which it did. But it was a scary thing. Luckily I was wearing gloves and I had my safety glasses on because it caused a lot of sparks. But that's what happens. Sometimes, you know, when you go into a circuit breaker panel, you gotta really be careful. And especially don't touch the main that comes in. You know, I laugh, but it's not funny because it can happen. Anyway, that's an old story that I just shared.
So somebody was taking your picture.
Huh? Taking my picture. How you doing?
AC1SAM, yeah. That big flash, your smile, so someone's taking your picture.
Yeah, I know. I didn't expect it because I didn't know that it was exposed. Of course, who knew in the first place? Sometimes there's a rule of thumb that I normally follow, which of course I follow now. Whenever I go into a circuit breaker panel, I always inspect it, and I look over everything to make sure there's nothing touching, nothing that can be touched, and, you know, for safety reasons, because you never know. I have 200 amp service coming into my house. And I could not imagine what would happen if I shorted out that 200 amp service directly. Yeah, you got to be careful. Have you ever done any electrical work, Sam?
That was my very first job with the electrical company. I was an electrician because I was just a kid and I was a gopher. But yeah, I learned a lot about it. Yeah, you could short out 200 amps, you would vaporize whatever you had. I don't care what it was, it would just be vaporized. Yeah, I'm very familiar with the panels and electrical and so forth. I do a fair amount of my own stuff up here, which you can do in Connecticut.
I'll give it to Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, Andy. You think you should get over here this week or am I pushing you?
When I'm done with all these other projects that I gotta get out, I'll pay you a visit. How's that?
Net.
That sounds fine.
Okay, very good. And okay, Sam, yes, you had exposure to that stuff also. I have, when I built my house was built in the 20s. And back then, they only had maybe 20-amp service coming into a house, maybe 30 amps at the most, or maybe it was 60. It wasn't, you know, by today's standards, it's not much. And probably had screw-in fuses, either that or cartridge fuses. But one of the first things I did was I upgraded the service. So, but I had that done by electrician because I needed to have it written off. I need a write-off on it. I needed a write-off, that's what I'm saying. So I had that done. I put in a big, big circuit breaker panel. It paid off over the years. So, but to tell you the truth, you know, I bet you there are houses out there now that really need upgrades and never had it. Sam?
I lived in the apartment for the story of the baby. I was growing up, and then we moved to Whitestone. But I remember the circuit breaker panel. It was a fuse panel. in the kitchen. There were 15 amp fuses, and there were four of them. There's your 60 amp service.
Did you hear anything I said?
What was that, Sam?
Yeah, I stopped transmitting and I hear someone else talking. I know you gave it to me. Should I repeat everything I said or what?
I hear you because Rich was talking. I guess Rich, yeah, I gave it to Sam, but Rich picked it up. All right, go ahead.
All right, who's got it? Do I?
All right. You know, when I moved into Whitestone, I was 9 years old, and my parents upgraded the panel right away. Out of here, I don't know what it was, but is it was, but I hired an electrician to put in the 252-volt service for the amplifier, 20 amps. He did a wonderful job. I hired him because he was the least expensive. And you know where I got him? Andy, and then Home Depot. You'll call Home Depot, they'll do almost anything. Electrical, plumbing, they'll even put down a new sidewalk or driveway. And they send people out. They're not part of Home Depot. Home Depot contracts them. And they're very good. Go ahead there, Andy.
All right, very good. Let me give it to Sam because so far you really haven't let Sam say anything. So, Sam, go ahead. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, Rich, I have it. I have it, Rich. AC1SAM. Yeah, he asked me about the old circuits. A lot of that up here, a lot of new houses, but there's an awful lot of old homes, and they still sell those screw-in fuses at some of the stores up here, so I know they're still using them. Anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to say. I forgot what I said before, so not a big deal. I'm just going to stand by and listen, and I'll give them a chance to chat. KC1SAM. Over to you, Andy, and I'm just going to stand by.
Very good. I'm heading to the store, by the way. Yeah, there's a number of houses here that also, I'm sure, need upgrading as well. But I've added since I moved in, I have 60 amps coming into my garage to a sub panel, and I also have another sub panel going to another location in my basement. So, I have panels and sub-panels, and they're actually legal. It's okay to install them. So, yeah, I would think in the city you wouldn't be able to do your own work. You would have to have it, I think, done by an electrician and have it written off. I think that's the city code, but but don't quote me on that. Rich, over to you, WHCDL.
D2FIU. I'm going to pick up George. And to you, George.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good afternoon. What I had seen in a lot of installations in the early part of the 20th century was number six wire coming off the pole to screw down. And 50 and max 60 amps, but a lot of them were brought in with number six. And if you wanted to upgrade to 220, which became very fashionable in the late 50s through the middle 70s, they would actually have to rerun off the pole.
Okay, what'd you give it to, just so I know?
Don't know. I did. I forgot the rotation, guys. Andy, I think it's you.
But that's fine. Sam is out there too. KC1SAM is out there. Yeah. I was gonna say, yeah. As far as I know, number six is the 60 amp service, because that's what I'm using to bring it into a sub panel that provides 60 amp service. All right, very good. You know, you living in the city would know that that the codes better than I do out here. But, you know, again, what I said earlier is rule of thumb. I've watched enough electricians, and including myself, to be on the safe side, to wear protective clothing or gloves and eye protection when you're doing any electrical work. Because I've seen things happen. I saw an explosion occurred in a subway station at a sub panel that was working on. Luckily, the guy didn't get hurt, but it was nasty. Gad, Rich, over to you, then give it to Sam.
Okay, and the end to you. Yes, it can be nasty. Out here, you could do Vormec. I don't think, well, up to recently, you had to use BX in the city. And when I refinished my basement, I had learned how to cut BX in the high school shop. And they always pressed upon me in the class, always use one of those red anti-short bushings. I always did that. Of course, out here, Vormec is illegal. I believe the code now in the city is that you can use Vormec on a single-family dwelling, and for a multi-family, still have to use BX. George maybe knows. I'll turn it back to you, Andy, and turn it to Sam.
I think you said Vormec is illegal or legal? Vormec is legal. That's what we use. We don't use BX anymore, as far as I know. Although BX was in my house when I first moved in. Sam, over to you.
KC1FAM. Hey, how you doing there, George? Yeah, I've got 200 ampere because this house technically has electric heat. I've never used it because couldn't afford it. So I live with heat sources, but technically got electric heat. So, and everything up here, I don't think there's any BX up here. Yeah, I haven't even seen that in the in Hartford. I think it's all Vormec, I believe. But anyway, yeah, I don't do. Hey, I did a little bit at one point, hooked up a couple of lights outside, and I have really no need to do anything, so I'm all set with that. Anyway, I'm just going to be standing by. I'm kind of putzing around here a little bit, and I have an up parabolic antenna, 42-inch. I'm just going to put a 440 folder loop on it and see what I get for the heck of it. So, George, I'm going to give it to you. Nice to hear you in there. Casey, when I see him, I'm going to be... just listen.
Okay, Sam. Thanks. Good to hear you in there. And the input is good on that. The Vormec, I don't know all of the parameters that it can be used in the city, but it can be used for certain runs in 1 to 4 families. I don't know of all of the exclusions, but I know one exclusion is vertically in hidden walls. Can't be used. Where you have an existing wall and you're going to be running it through. Because you don't know what projectiles are in the wall as far as nails and screws go. So I know that's one of the exclusions. You can't use Vormec for that. But in either way, I don't know all the parameters, so... I forgot the rotation again, guys. KD2FIU.
I'll take it, and then because I'm going to sign in a minute, because I'm just about at my stop. Let me make sure. Pretty good. I don't know the parameters either in the city, but their specifications are for residential. Okay. You guys continue, and I'm here. I'm just going to find parking. My first stop of a few stops today. I see this place is pretty crowded. So, yeah, to be continued. And by the way, okay, I have 200 amp service, Sam. Yes, especially if you have electric heat, that would make sense. So, yeah, that's a lot of amperage for sure. Sam, I'm going to give it back to you. You pass it around, and I'll be back. I'm going to park the car right now. The KC KC1SAM, WHCDL. Go ahead. Talk to you later.
Okay, just walked back. I was walking away to do something. KC1SAM. Yeah, I'm going to be just working here and not talking. I'll be listening. I got to go downstairs and get something. So, KC1SAM, I'll just be standing by. Yeah, 200 amp service. You need that for electric heat. It's a lot of power. He puts it on. You look at the meter outside. It looks like a blade on a helicopter going around. So, it lifts it up a little bit, you know. So, I don't need that. I haven't used it. So I think I used it 1 month when I was first here, before I had the wood burning stove and stuff and propane. Anyway, Casey, when I see him, I will be clear, and I'm going to give it to Rich. Pick it up.
Okay, Sam. Catch you later. I would not use electric heat on Long Island. It's way, way out of reach. We have oil. Oil. Is expensive. George? I got yeah, I know. If you're in an area and you're stuck with electric heat and you don't have good fossil fuel delivery, the electric companies give you a different rate other than they will have E1 heating. It's called rate, which is cheaper than the E1 service itself. If you're stuck with electric heat, the electric companies I know do give you a different, cheaper rate. Although it is costly, But I'm envisioning in Sam's case there, it's nice to have it as a backup. Let's say for some reason you're not able to provide the heat with the conventional wood burning and the different stoves that he has. In Sam's case, it's nice to have it as a backup. Over to you, Rich. Okay, George. And to Rio. I guess it's just you and me. 7-3, Sam. Catch you later. And, George, now the taxes are paid. Thanks to Patty. We're going to get a loan, a home improvement loan. He wants to fix up the house, and I do too. And, two of the things I want to put down here, let me let it reset. I want to get an electric, fireplace.